As you may be aware, John's gospel is very different from the other three. And we read John's gospel sort of here and there throughout the church year. Each of the other three, each of the three so-called synoptic gospels, has their own year in the lectionary. We're currently in Matthew's year. But we hear bits and pieces of John at different times during the church year. And we heard today, we heard a reading from John that speaks first about the witness of another John, John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, about that John's witness to Jesus. The gospel story we heard this morning also, perhaps more interestingly for us, describes the first encounter that Andrew and an unnamed companion have with Jesus. The first time that Andrew and this other follower of John the Baptist encounter Jesus. And in that encounter, Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for?" That's the context. Some translations say, "What do you seek?" The context of this story, they are seeking. They are looking for something. Next Sunday, we'll be back in Matthew, and we'll hear a very different account of Andrew's first encounter with Jesus. An encounter in that story that Andrew shares with his brother Simon. We'll hear next week how they're just minding their own business fishing, and Jesus comes up to them and says, "Follow me," out of the blue. Leave behind what you're doing. They are called by Jesus. This morning's story, as told by John, they are seekers. They are looking. As Matthew tells the story, they're minding their own business when Jesus comes to them and calls them. As is so often true, at least in my experience, both of these stories are true. Both are true ways that people continue to encounter Jesus for the first time or over and over again. As seekers or as those who are called by Jesus. But this week we have John, so let's look a little bit more closely at John's story. I was reading a commentary on John this week, written particularly for preachers. The author says this: the fourth evangelist, John, takes his narrative stance at the vantage point of Godhead, which is to say that, at least sort of theologically speaking, the author of John's Gospel writes from the perspective of God looking at us, whereas the Synoptic Gospels, the other Gospels, more commonly are written from the perspective of human beings looking towards God. The commentator continues, though, preachers are constantly being challenged by John, by this evangelist, as to whether they have the faith to proceed with the relating of a simple occurrence in Jesus' career from the standpoint of God. For that is what John does constantly. John presents simple occurrences in Jesus' life from the perspective of God. Occurrences in Jesus' life and in the world as showing God constantly at work, God's initiative acting in the world. So thinking about today's gospel passage, in a sense, written from God's perspective, God sees people searching. God sees people longing for something, seeking something. God's perspective is on us searching. It was certainly some deep longing that sent people flocking to John the Baptist. Some longing or yearning. And we hear those stories in all four of the Gospels, told either directly or indirectly, about how people came from all around seeking something from John the Baptist. A longing perhaps that they could not fully articulate, and yet some powerful yearning within them seeking fulfillment. And to them, John the Baptizer said, I am but a signpost on that journey. I am not what you seek, yet I am here to point you towards what you seek. We heard that in the beginning of this morning's gospel passage. I have come to point you towards that which you seek. Leaving Andrew and his companion, and all of those others who were drawn to John, still looking, still yearning. And God sees that yearning. So the Word became flesh and lived among us. This morning's gospel, we're still in the first chapter of John. Those early words of John about how God's own word, God's own action became flesh and lived among us. A response to the yearning that God sees. And that word that became flesh, spoke to Andrew and the other disciple and said, "What are you seeking?" They responded, "Maybe you?" That's not actually, of course, what John says that they say, but they do say, "Where are you staying? Maybe in you. Maybe in you." Wonder, perhaps. John has pointed them towards Jesus. And they spend time in the presence of Jesus. And they found what they were longing for. In John's language, they found God's own. They found the Messiah. And so convinced were they that Andrew immediately goes to his brother and says, "We have found what we were seeking. We have found the fulfillment of our yearning. We have found God. Come, come and see." As a preacher, I will not say to you that Jesus is the only way to find God. There are many who will. I will not. I will not say that because the fullness of God's presence and God's being is way beyond anything that I would presume to comprehend or define. I will not tell you that Jesus is the only way to come into the presence of God. But I will tell you that I know Jesus to be a way. to know God, to find God, to find what we are looking for, what we are yearning for, to find that fulfillment in our hearts and souls that we seek. Jesus says to all of us, what are you seeking? What yearning tugs at your soul? Come and see, Jesus says to us. Come and see if God is what you seek. Come and see if you will find that fulfillment. Come to me and see who God is. Disciples in this morning's gospel asked Jesus where he's staying. Where is he truly to be found? These days there are many answers to that question, not just a single house in Galilee. We live in a time where Jesus may be found in many places, here being one of them. Here. Not so much in the building, but in our assembled worship. In our coming together in worship, he is here now. Truly, we can find Jesus, we can find God in other places, and we often do. In our individual prayers, in personal revelations in which God comes to us, in the wonder in which we see in other people and in the world around us. God is to be found in all of those places. And yet he is also surely to be found here. To be found here, as today's collect reminds us, in word and sacraments. The presence of God here. Revealed in the breaking of the bread, sharing himself with us as we gather around his table for a sacred meal. Speaking to us in the breaking open of the word as we together read and hear and interpret that word in our lives. Jesus living through those words with us. What are you seeking? What are you looking for? Jesus says, come to me and see. Come to me and see if you're longing and you're searching.